The election is just a few days away, and if you're looking to do some last-minute research on the candidates who will appear on the ballot, VPR has some tools to help. We've got a voter guide to statewide candidates and, coming soon, a guide to some of the biggest political funders in the state. Here to talk about these tools are VPR digital producer Meg Malone and investigative reporter Emily Corwin. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So first, Meg, you made this voter guide for all of the statewide races in Vermont. It's up right now at vpr.net. So what can voters learn from this?
All right. So there are 8 offices that everyone who votes in Vermont will get to weigh in on. And those are Attorney General, Auditor, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Treasurer, U.S. House, and U.S. Senate. So basically, the guide has a page for each one of those offices. And what I did was I distilled down all of VPR's long interviews and debates to make something that's quick and easy to read. You can scroll through, get information on the candidate's party, their website, and then just a sense of how they feel about different issues.
And some listeners, you know, may be closely following the state election, but others may not. So is your aim for anyone to be able to understand this guide?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if we're being realistic, not everyone has the time to stay up to date on every single interview and debate that happens. I mean, I work in the newsroom and I can definitely relate to that, like trying to stay on top of everything.
I plan to use this guide, BTW.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, you know, we're a few days away from the election, and rather than having to wade through everything, instead of you having to do it, I did it. And I can tell you, it takes a long time. So I like this idea that the guide can be really to the point, maximize your time in a way that'll make you feel more informed. And again, if you feel like you want to keep learning and exploring more, there's links to all of those longer things that we've been covering for the last 2 months or so. But if you really just kind of want to get the info that you need quickly, this guide is for you. I kind of like to envision someone like waiting in line at the grocery store, and they can scroll through in those 10 minutes and learn about all the candidates for auditor. And that's kind of the idea, is just make the most of your time.
Great. Thanks so much, Meg. Emily, let's turn to you. You've been looking at who's funding political campaigns in Vermont. So who are the biggest spenders in the state right now?
So the biggest spenders are the D.C.-based Republican and Democratic Governors Associations. And the Republican one has contributed 6 times the amount that the Democratic ones. They're not even, but they're both at the top of the list. And the money behind these organizations for the Republican Governors Association, the Koch brothers contributed to that organization, also large casinos. On the Democratic side, they've received money from labor unions, but both of these D.C. organizations get money from major pharmaceutical and health insurance companies like Blue Cross and Pfizer.
Okay, so a lot of money coming in from outside the state. Who are the top contributors locally?
So we have this all outlined in our graphic, by the way, which is going to be online pretty soon. Folks can check it out. But I'll tell you, the most influential individual in Vermont is real estate developer Elizabeth Steele, who, together with her company Main Street Landing, that's in Burlington, they've contributed $64,000 to Democrats so far. Coming in just behind her is the Valley family. Skip Valley owns the Maplefields gas and convenience stores. And Skip is famous, of course, for his aggressive tactics to quash competition. There's a long time running lawsuit alleging he's fixed gasoline prices. It's still in the courts. Unfortunately, Skip Valley is also fighting cancer right now. That, of course, has been in the news. That family is number 2.
Okay, and what about big industry spending here in Vermont?
They're spending money, and big business is particularly good to Republicans here in Vermont. Altria, I think that's how you say it, it's an enormous tobacco company. They've given roughly $18,000 to the GOP. Pharma, including Eli Lilly, Merck, CVS, and Walgreens, collectively gave about $35,000 almost entirely to Republicans. And then at the same time, cable and internet companies together have given about $22,000, and that's to both parties pretty evenly split.
Emily Corwin is VPR's investigative reporter, and Meg Malone is our digital producer. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Henry.
Thanks.